From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio.
Back in 93, I met my dream and I fell in love on the interstate. About 3 miles from green up, where I fell in love with a woman I didn't know. Now I'm standing by the Ohio River, broken hearted and all alone, over a love I thought I had. Ohio River, take me home.
Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents an evening with Turning Ground. Turning Ground is one of the new energetic bands to surface onto the bluegrass scene with a sound rooted deep in the Appalachian Mountains of eastern Kentucky. Stay tuned to hear their music and stories.
Every time I'm on the double A, I think our love is gone. They're in the front seat, no one beside me. As I go down 23, now I'm standing by the old.
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council. Creating a great American city inspired by the arts.
Now I'm standing by the riverbank as I watch you sail away. It was a love I couldn't have. It's so hard to get away.
Welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm your host, Donald Mason, and I'm glad to be here for Red Barn Radio's 464th performance. We're coming to you from the Performance Hall at Arts Place here in the great city of Lexington, Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio welcomes Turning Ground. They are based in Sawyersville, Kentucky, rooted deep in the Appalachian Mountains of eastern Kentucky. Their style of bluegrass, bluegrass gospel, is original and built around five very creative members who love the music. Please welcome to the Red Barn Radio stage, Turning Ground.
Thanks a lot. Got a broken heart, that's all I've got. You made me cry, I've cried a lot. Lost true love, honey, thanks a lot. You ordered a food, I played the part. Now all I've got is a broken heart. We loved a little, you laughed a lot. Now you're gone, honey, thanks a lot. Honey, thanks, thanks a lot. Got a broken heart, that's all I've got. You made me cry, I've cried a lot. Lost true love, honey, thanks a lot. My friends, I was passing by, that you're not sorry that you made me cry. You said I deserved everything I got. That's how you feel, honey, thanks a lot. Honey, thanks, thanks a lot. Got a broken heart, that's all I've got. You made me cry, I've cried a lot. Lost true love, honey. Johnny, thanks a lot.
Here's Red Barn Radio's host, Donald Mason, speaking with Turning Ground. Here's Donald.
This is where we get the water out and cool the stage down a little bit because it's on fire.
They can't see us dance.
I know.
That's probably
your
good,
feet,
though.
Feet trying to
I'm too
come.
Big and fat. Hard on a fat boy.
You have won a competition, which is now going to put you on the festival rotation as, like, basically a champion of that festival. Tell us what happened in Outer Banks.
Ralph Adams.
I'm sure we have a lot of bluegrass fans out there, and if you're familiar with Outer Banks, North Carolina, they have a wonderful festival every year. The lineup there is probably the best in the business, now that we're in it, but just kidding. But we were lucky enough and blessed enough. We sent in our
promo pack
to those guys, and it was open across the country, and they chose 8 bands across the country for the first annual band competition. And we went down there last year and were blessed enough to won the thing. So that allows us to go back this year and play main stage, and that's a wonderful festival. But, you know, that opens doors for all kinds of other things.
I slipped the judge like $600 too. So.
But
that's going to be edited.
Please. We had booked several festivals prior to the band competition, and you know the Lord's blessed us to do what we do, and that's just a little bit of icing on the cake.
Deep up in the holler, down around Jellico, Farmer Thompson's daughter, she was worth more than gold. Long blonde hair and dark blue eyes, the prettiest thing I ever saw. But up at Holler Garden, her was shotgun and overhaul. Many have tried, many have failed when they come across this land. You can hear those shots ring out, they'll try to take her hand. Love is what's brought them here, and love's what's laid them down.
So it's one of those things, especially in the festival market, that success breeds success. You have a festival, you do really well there. Now you're something. You're playing the same, your talent's the same, but now you've got on their radar, so you get to, you know, get circulated around different circles that way.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was telling Nathan the other day. I told a joke earlier, and I spoke and said I was an attorney. I am not an attorney. They made me sign some papers, and I told them I was an attorney, just try to scare people. But I am a veterinarian, okay? And that's scary enough.
He's my doctor. He takes care of me. Yeah. We're on the road, you know.
He's coming in for a neuter next week. But Nathan works with me, and we were on farm calls last week, and we were just talking, and we're very humble with what's happened or what's going to happen maybe or what's going on. But I told him, I said, every festival we play this year, somebody different is going to see us. And hopefully they'll like us, and it's just, like you said, it'll just breed on and breed on. So, you know, we're really excited about this year. I think we've got maybe 25 dates or something like that. Yeah, and it's really snowballed from last year, so.
Don't talk about snowballs.
Hey, we're from Eastern Kentucky. We had like 18 inches up there, so. Did y'all have some down here?
Oh, we had a little bit. A light dusting.
Just a dusting.
They like to say around the Lexington
park. We just won't say ice, right?
No ice.
Yeah.
I pulled the shoebox out of the closet this evening. Looking at old memories of you. And don't know why men do this. Because it holds.
Joined us tonight, we're with Turning Ground on Red Barn Radio. Celebrate the music of Kentucky.
You brought up the vet and the farm calls. You've created a bunch of songs on the job, you know, inspiration, whatever you may have felt. So you're on a call, you have no idea what you might be getting into, maybe you do, and then you still feel inspired enough to write a song.
Sure. I mean, just Nathan's mind is constantly, I think it's a gift from heaven that it's just constantly. He's putting, you know, pen to paper. And someone was in the clinic the other day, and the guy said, he can't keep a good man down. And Nathan's like, he just wrote it down.
Well, hold up, bro. I ain't got that wrote yet.
Well, Alabama did a song like that. I hate to burst your bubble.
Some
but,
lawyer he has. We'll do it better in Alabama.
You know, it's just every day. And songwriters will tell you that. I'm not a songwriter. They'll tell you that it's just a little tag or just a little phrase or, You know, it may be a farm call out in Elliott County or Sandy Hook when we're working on a little cow at 12 o'clock at night.
That's where the love songs come from, right?
That's
been looking for love in all the wrong places.
Are you writing that down? Oh, that's already been done.
Negative. There's never going to be a song sung in this band that.
To keep the ego feed going on, Nathan, you released a solo project.
Nathan Arnett.
I think I released it probably a couple weeks ago. I was actually fortunate enough for some of the band members to play on it. Kayla done some tenor and played that fine bass on it. And Jonathan done some baritone work, and Ralph done some tenor work, and Mike helped me mail the CDs out. And let me tell you something. This man down here is the brain of the operation because...
Thank you.
Not you, Ralph. Scoot back. This man over here with those claws. Really, I tell you what, it's a hard job to contact people, talk to people on the telephone, and get these festivals set up. Anyway, I released that CD, and I'm kind of proud because I ordered 100 and already gone. And hopefully, you know, people will like it. It's just something that some of the songs that we as Turning Ground has not worked up yet. And
I hope it goes aluminum for you.
I do, too.
Double aluminum.
Yeah, last place we was at, we showed up, and they actually had our name on a piece of cardboard with a magic marker. I was like, hey, you know, we made it.
Well, down the road, just a mile or two, little girl named Pearly Blue. Mouth so high, her hair is brown, prettiest thing most in this town. And down the road, I got a little pretty girl down the road. Mouth so high, hair is brown, prettiest thing most in this town.
Tell us a little bit about how it feels to have one break. You had the Cell of Mine project get on.
Yeah,
there.
Cell of Mine was a project that kind of just was like a whirlwind. I mean, we just kind of got in the studio and we found a new studio and we started doing some stuff and everything fell into place and we released, kind of did like a release, or we just told everybody that it was going to be available at Rudy Fest, which is a huge bluegrass festival in Grayson, Kentucky, and we did that last year. And the response was really super good. And, you know, internet radio has done a lot for independent artists. Unless you're on a label, and I'm not stepping on any toes, it's very difficult to get your music played in mainstream. Internet has really, really helped us, and Facebook has helped us tremendously. So Cell of Mine was released to radio, and we've had some DJs, you know, Annette Grady and Brett Smeltzer, and several of them has just picked it up and just gone with it. And you know, our Facebook likes went from 100 to 3400. I mean, you know, like I said before, we've been blessed. But when that project went to Airplay Direct for the whole month of July, I think we were as far as on Airplay Direct, and I'm sure people that are listening are familiar with that, we had the number one bluegrass album on the charts. So that was you take that in $1.52 and you can get your coffee at McDonald's. So I know that because I drink coffee a lot. Is the title cut from our new project that we put out last year, entitled Cell of Mine. Hope you guys enjoy it.
Said I should have thought of what I done before I loaded up my gun. But on my dirt, on tombstone, going round in my cell alone, doing my time in this cell of
Tell us a little bit about the band name and where that came from.
That was started at the vet clinic. We just kind of Well, everybody started it, but go ahead.
Out beside the clinic, they do a lot of raising cane and things like that. And there was this old man, which is actually a guy that he works with, his father.
And you work with?
You work with him. He's an old-time farmer, you know, and he had this mule going through there plowing ground. And I told them boys, I said, you know what? There's so many names, breaking ground, this and that. I said, let's turn some ground, you know, and that kind of where that come up with. Because we don't go back to Bill Monroe stuff, this stuff, you know, we kind of are more of a contemporary bluegrass. And like I said, we write our stuff, and we're kind of different than a lot of bands. If you put 50 bands in this room, they're all going to be different and all going to have a different sound. And so I think that's where turning ground come, you know, turning some new ground. So
everybody familiar with Morgan County and the Sorghum Festival up there? Yeah. In Morgan County? Yeah. Okay. The gentleman that founded our clinic, he founded it in 63. He retired after 50 years of practice. He and his brothers have been making sorghum for about 30-some years. And right around our clinic is his home, and that's where a lot of the sugar cane is grown. There was a gentleman out there with a mule, plowing some ground. Well, he was actually just training the mule for a plow, and boom. Some of the names that we had thought about would, if we had named this band that, it wouldn't have got as far as the ceiling. So... there was one that was about that long. Long, slow drive down a dark road. Or I don't remember what it was. But, I mean, the radio show would have been off by the time they announced our name. So.
I really wish we would have went with Field Dirt and Bulldozers. That's what I wanted to go for.
I think Mike come up with three chords and a cloud of dust. I believe.
A cobweb and a puff of smoke.
When we first met, I was young and poor. Knew just what I was working for. I'm a change that so happy you to see. Money, you making time, but you can bet I won't stand in line. If you leave me, it's like money in the bank. So chalk it up, mark it down. Look for me, I won't be around. If you leave me, it's like money in the bank. Carpentel and the tables turn, it'll be too late for you to learn. My love is worth more than money in the bank. So chalk it up, mark it down. Look for me, I won't be around. If you leave me, it's like money in the bank.
Come on, boy.
It's like money in the bank. If you leave me, it's like money in the bank.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Turning Ground, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with Turning Ground after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.